You've probably never read George Ordwell's, which one is it? The Road to Wigan Pier? Okay, George Orwell, journalist and writer, before and just after the war, came to Broomhall and writes about it in there, writes about the housing and how depressing it is, and the lives of the people who live there. And he describes one house he went into. Well, I went into one of these houses on this road in 1973 or thereabouts, and I don't think it had changed since he was writing about it in the 30s, except it got more run down. But this was a chap who had been... I was rung up by a social worker, hospital social worker, on a Friday night. She was just off on holiday. She said, could I call on this house, because they'd just discharged this patient. She hadn't had a chance to look at the accommodation they were discharging him into. She was worried about him because he had no legs. And would I just check on him? That was a Friday night, quite late, sort of 10, 11 o'clock at night. So I went round. This chap was on the third floor. He'd been carried up to the third floor by ambulance men and left there. It was a shared house, lots of rented rooms, all shared facilities. He was on the top floor, third floor. No legs, and the toilet was on the floor below. And the kitchen was on the floor below that. And he'd been tipped out of there. So it was that kind of a parish where you then had to set about doing essentially what the social workers ought to have done and hadn't done. And things like that were always happening. I was rung up one night by the Samaritans, who said, we shouldn't have done this, but one of our inexperienced workers has just sent someone round to your vicarage. We're quite anxious about it. I said, well, I know who you mean. He's here. He's actually in my vicarage. They said, oh, yes, well, we think you ought to know. He's come out of prison, and he was in for murder. And the police are actually looking for him because he's done something else. Now, they shouldn't have sent him to me. But there he was. Now, I was alone in the house with my child, baby, and a convicted murderer. Again, quite late in the evening. That sort of thing was not every week, but there were enough of those sorts of incidents.